It's Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The AI perception problem, rising concerns about data privacy and job displacement. AI is taking the stage with ServiceNow, Ignite, Amazon, Google, and Dell, all betting big on generative AI. And women's employment rises amidst automation risks and ageism in leadership roles. This is the Business of Tech.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. and European consumers share concerns about AI, including apprehension about controlling and developing AI responsibly. However, they differ in their priorities, with personal data privacy being the top concern in the U.S., France, and Germany, while tech companies irresponsibly developing AI is the top concern in the U.K. Both regions support heavy government regulation of AI development, with forthcoming European regulation expected to emphasize personal data privacy. A new report from the McKinsey Global Institute found that low-wage workers are 14 times more likely to lose their jobs to advances in AI than higher-wage earners. The report suggests that 11.8 million workers may need to find new jobs by 2030, with those earning $38,200 a year or less being the most affected. However, the report notes that many workers may find higher-paying jobs in different industries, and that AI and tech advancements will likely spur job growth in higher-paying fields. According to Stevens Institutes of Technology's annual Tech Pulse report, people are more pessimistic about the impact of AI now than before the AI boom. Out of 2,200 adults surveyed, only 38% said that the positive impact of AI would outweigh the risks, compared to 48% back in 2021. Respondents were less likely to say that AI could positively impact personal safety, national security, and personal privacy than in 2021, and 25% of respondents shared that concern was the emotion they most strongly felt regarding AI. Why do we care? Trough of disillusionment, anyone? With huge hype comes a quick decline. There is considerable opportunity to help organizations analyze and plan for technology investments and their impact on their business and people. I continue to believe that it's the planning and analysis work that's the most valuable. This isn't new. This is a new technology to analyze and consider. The difference was the quick impact of ChatGPT, the technology's iPhone moment. Now, some ideas for customers and AI. ServiceNow has announced new generative AI capabilities, including case summarization and text-to-code, to improve customer productivity and value. These features are powered by ServiceNow's proprietary large language models, and ServiceNow will also introduce new premium SKU offerings across IT service management, customer service management, and HR service delivery, beginning in September with the Vancouver platform release. Ignite has added a generative AI chatbot to its platform to summarize documents and create audio and video transcripts. The chatbot can analyze source content files and answer queries. It can generate summaries of large complex documents, make text-based transcripts of audio and video files, and find photos within an image library containing a particular object. Ignite is building its solutions on existing foundational models, including GPT 3.5 and GPT-4 via Microsoft Azure, and is offering the new tooling to a limited number of customers for now. Amazon has launched Agents for Bedrock, allowing companies to build AI apps that automatically perform tasks like booking a flight for users. The service is aimed at startups and enterprises, letting them use their data to teach foundational models, like image-to-text models or large language models, and then build additional apps to finish tasks. AWS has also announced bringing generative AI to healthcare through a new service called AWS Health Scribe, a new application using generative AI that transcribes doctors' conversations with patients and provides an audit trail of the audio used to generate the text. The HIPAA-eligible software is designed to relieve physicians of the burden of manually entering notes into an electronic health record. Google plans to update its Google Assistant with features powered by generative AI, similar to the tech behind ChatGPT and Google's own Bard. Google is condensing the team that works on Assistant and has already started exploring a supercharged assistant powered by the newest large language models. It's unclear how many employees are affected by the layoffs. The new tech could allow Assistant to answer questions based on information gleaned from across the web. Dell has released Dell Generative AI Solutions, offering hardware and a new platform for organizations to create generative AI projects. The company will provide new hardware setups, a managed service platform, and computers to run generative AI projects faster. Dell partnered with NVIDIA for the infrastructure side, bringing NVIDIA's Tensor Core GPU and Dell's enterprise AI software and data storage together. Dell Professional Services, a managed service platform, will help users begin experimenting with generative AI models and troubleshoot issues once integrated into businesses. Why do we care? This is all very tactical. I include them to spur thinking about what might fit for your customers. Summarizing is a solid use case for AI broadly. I'd focus here. A new report by the McKinsey Global Institute finds that women are more likely to lose their jobs than men due to the rise of artificial intelligence and automation. Industries that are expected to shrink the most due to automation, such as food services, customer service, and sales, are overrepresented by women. The report also notes that workers earning less than $38,200 could account for almost 80% of all potential career transitions by 2030, making low-wage workers particularly vulnerable, among whom a larger proportion are women. Despite fears of a she-cession during the pandemic, women are now driving a surprisingly strong labor market, with full-time working women earning the narrowest pay gap on record compared to their male counterparts. Women have entered the workforce in droves, and higher employment rates paired with early signs of more significant strides in shrinking the pay gap may set this economic cycle apart from others. Yet at the same time, women in leadership roles face ageism regardless of their age, which can hold them back from promotions and leadership positions. A study of U.S. women leaders across four industries found that women were often viewed as never quite right due to various traits, including age, with women under 40 being patronized and women over 60 being seen as outdated and ignored. This double whammy age-gender bias can significantly affect women's careers. Why do we care? In organizations, it's crucial not only to think about recruiting. The second part is retention. There's a difficult balance to consider. First, organizations need to ensure they are welcoming to all people. This does not just happen. You'll be actively working on retention. Yet, as the recent interview with Peter Kujawa exposed, top-performing organizations are like college athletics. They constantly consider that staff is temporary and will be recruiting for a rolling talent window with an expectation that they will move on. You want to make sure they move on for the right reasons. Tactical considerations, reskilling and upskilling plans for staff, pay audits to correct disparities, deliberate investments in family-friendly policies, and equal opportunities for advancement. Again, these don't just happen. Are you struggling to hire top talent for your MSP? What if a team of senior technicians screened thousands of remote MSP candidates so you could review the best of them on video, only interviewing candidates you already like? Support Adventure handles your recruiting, HR, and onboarding needs, hiring only the best English-speaking talent from around the world. Make a remote team that works hard for you and fits your company's culture. Check out supportadventure.com/MSP Radio to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Wellness Month. Prioritizing your self-care, managing stress, and promoting healthy routines. I got my physical this year, just today. How about you? I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.